Reaction to Governor Whitmer's budget proposal continues to come in. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was on this program expressing his concerns about changes the governor's proposing to the tax code, including repealing the tax on public sector pensions and restoring the 6% corporate income tax on most privately owned businesses.
I think doing both of those things is a going back in the past, doing practices and budget gimmicks that have proven not to work. And I have framed it doubling down on stupid.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us, and you wrote about the governor's proposal. Daniel, overall, what do you think of the plan?
I think it's kind of confusing, and I think it looks like the governor is trying, at least trying to reward some of her key constituencies. I don't think it's going to be very successful with a Republican legislature, but at least she can say, hey, I tried. Whether it's abolishing again the state income tax on public sector pensions or other efforts. I mean, I just think ultimately, if you want to treat everybody the same, you know, basically what she's saying is when it comes to business taxes, I want to treat everybody the same, whether they're a large corporation or a small S corporation, we can treat everybody the same. But when it comes to who pays taxes on their retirement income, there's a whole group of people. Think of it this way. The person that lives next door to you that was a school teacher would not pay taxes, but you who worked in the private sector would pay taxes on your 401k. How is that treating everybody the same?
And we will have to note the public sector employees were promised that when they took the job. That was,
by who?
That was part of the deal when they came in.
I'd like to see it in writing. I'd like to see somebody that says, yes, you will not have to pay taxes on your retirement income when I hired in 35 years ago.
Let me ask you, when you think of this kind of fairness, what is fair when it comes to taxation in your view?
Oh, heck, I don't know what's fair. You know, I think we all would like to say we're going to pay less. I mean, at the federal level, we're hearing stories every day about people who saying that they thought their taxes were lowered and their tax bills end up going up. So, you know, yeah. So it's like, what's really going on here? I think the point I'm making here is, and I think this is the point Governor Snyder made in 2011, and I think it's fairly persuasive. And that is, if we all live in a community and the paying taxes to some extent, whatever that level is agreed upon, is essentially the cost of living in the society and having the benefits of living in that society. Why do we exempt some people and make other people pay? I mean, you could also make the argument that therefore people are disinvesting in the state. You know, I think you open that can of worms, and this is what's going to happen with that.
This kind of goes to something that we've talked about a lot on this program with people from all over Michigan, and this rub between what stimulates business growth. Is it lower taxes and less regulation, or is it attracting and retaining talent? Because the Amazons and the Googles of the world are setting up shop in places with some of the highest taxation rates, New York, Boston, San Francisco, because that's where the talent wants to be. So if Michigan's going to compete, we need the better roads and the better schools, better public transportation, which costs money.
You're not going to get me to argue that. I agree.
Yeah.
It's how you do it. And by the way, we are not fundamentally competing with New York City and San Francisco. Those are totally different kinds of environments. They have got a different political environment. To your point, they have some of the highest taxes in the country. Mm. People are willing to pay premiums to live and work in those places because they do. You know, some businesses here and there might leave. People might leave California. You hear stories about that, going to places like Idaho and Montana. But at the end of the day, it's still the most populous state in the country and is going to continue to be.
But don't businesses have a very deep interest in these kinds of things, like the better roads and the better schools? And shouldn't they help pay for it?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, when I talk to business groups for the preparation of this column, you know, I haven't heard anybody saying that they disagree with Governor Whitmer's proposal for raising the gas tax. Mm-hmm. Now, you can argue about what the number should be, but I think fundamentally people are looking for a clean tax, which means I'm going to pay this as I use the roads more and I buy more gas. That money is going to go into improving the roads. It's not going to go into other pots of money overseen by the state. And I think if you can do a clean bill, you're going to get a lot of people including business, who are going to basically say, we need this and we support this. Because remember, business people know an old axiom. You got to spend money to make money. You got to invest in your product. You got to invest in your business, in your people, you know, whatever you happen to be doing. They get that. That is a concept that business people understand.
You know, we see this political pendulum swing back and forth. You used in your column the term political score settling. If that's the case, is there room for genuine middle ground on economic issues in this state, or are we just going to be stuck in this permanent cycle?
Well, I that's a great question. And elsewhere in the piece, I refer to our consistent inconsistency. And, you know, this is now the third governor I've covered as a columnist for the Detroit News. And it's striking to me how the political pendulum swings back and forth in Michigan. I'm originally from Ohio, and, you know, in talking to people down there, there's a political pendulum, but it doesn't swing as far. I mean, you have more agreement on certain things, like roads. And Ohio spends a lot more on roads on an annual basis than Michigan does. There's agreement, whether the Republicans are a little less red down there, and their Democrats maybe are a little less blue. And so there's more of a general agreement. Here, I don't think we see that. And you do see politicians coming in, new governors coming in, and basically saying, all that stuff the guy before me did, I'm getting rid of it.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.